Not long after Dickens returned to England from America, he began writing A Christmas Carol, a story that has epitomized the spirit of Christmas for readers ever since. Who doesn't recall Christmas dinner at the Cratchits, or Tiny Tim McBride, God bless us everyone, or old Scrooge's encounters with the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future? When Scrooge wakens to find himself in his own bed, he's overcome with emotion. "I don't know what to do," he cries, laughing and crying in the same breath. "I'm as light as a feather, happy as an angel, merry as a schoolboy. I'm as giddy as a drunken man. A Merry Christmas to everybody, a Happy New Year to all the world. Hello there, hello." He was checked in his transports by the church bells ringing out the lustiest peals that had ever heard. Clash, clash, hammer, ding, dong, bell, bell, dong, ding, hammer, clash, clang. Oh, glorious, glorious sound. Running to the window, he opened it and put out his head. "What's today?" he said. "Eh?" returned the young boy with all his might of wonder. "What's today, my young fellow?" "Today?" said the boy. "Why, it's Christmas Day."